is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Making clear it's a sign of U.S. support for Israel, the Pentagon is sending a second aircraft carrier to the Middle East, where the Israel-Hamas war is now in its second week. And the State Department confirms at least 29 Americans have died as a result of that Hamas terrorist attack 8 days ago. Israel is signaling a ground move into Gaza soon.
The U.S. believed it had secured a corridor for Americans to escape Gaza, but Egypt still has not opened the gate at the Rafah border crossing. This American citizen is trying to get his family to safety. He said the embassy called at 2 in the morning, telling him to be at Rafah by noon, but he still has not been allowed to cross. Israel has warned civilians to flee the area as it is massing troops on the border ahead of a planned land invasion. It has deployed forces across the country and is increasing readiness for the next stages of war. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
President Biden spoke to both Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and West Bank Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, telling Abbas that Palestinians do have a right to self-determination, but condemning Hamas and promising Netanyahu unwavering U.S. support for Israel. And a new element, a call for a ceasefire from Russia, which is currently fighting its own war in Ukraine after invading it a year and a half ago. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Bette Noble.
If Russia could somehow step in here and mediate between Israel and the Palestinians and get some of those Israeli hostages released, it might actually gain Russia a bit of respect that it lost by attacking Ukraine.
Back here, there have been pro and anti-Israel demonstrations and pro and anti-Palestinian ones, too, with words exchanged at some of them and police in between.
The all-out for Palestine protest began at Houston City Hall, organized by Rice University's Students for Justice in Palestine.
Israel declared a total siege, warning Palestinians to run as the Israeli offense forces with American dollars, our dollars, carry out a genocide.
Houston police are blocking off nearby streets as the protest march works its way through the city. So far, no reports of violence.
Where are 2.3 million refugees supposed to go?
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Other news, the United Auto Workers strike of Detroit's Big Three is about a month old, shows little sign of ending soon. Former union spokesman Brian Rothenberg.
It's getting rough after about 4 weeks. That is why the president called for people to come out to the strike line and support them.
Big turnouts for the Taylor Swift concert movie.
It's like you can go to the concert without actually going to the concert. And given how hard it is to get a ticket to a concert, I think it's really fantastic.
This is CBS.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
People across.
Hi, Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese.
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Let's kick off Max Inc. Heavy this evening with a double dip of Zeroed Hero. This is their brand new song. It's called Bloody. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Crushing slow like velvet. Elvis is singing. My ears ringing. A hunk of burned out love. Ashes rising. No surprises. Sizing is mesmerizing, packing my
Kicking off Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Zeroed Hero. That is Second Guessing on Maxine Kevy. Before that, we heard Bloody. That's their latest single. I believe Zeroed Hero is working on more new music for all of us. We'll have that on the air for you as soon as it appears in my inbox. How you doing? I am Jimmy K from Maxine Radio. Happy to join us. MaxineRadio.com. If you would like to inbox us music, love to have it. We got music on the way from Quick and Painless, also Fiberweed, and that new one from Electromag, which is so awesome, plus Essential, Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. The Heroes Live, they got a show coming up November 4th in Milwaukee at the bar with Lockjaw. It's Metavon's birthday party. They always throw a party for that. Let's do the Heroes Live right now. It's Trainwreck Symphony. On Maxine and Kevy on Civic Media, we are local music.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She blew my mind, but that's just it. Takes a little bit of time to get over all of it. It's just sex and sex. Act like we're on crack. Am I crazy? Is this what love is? Now I've come undone. I can't feel the sun. Is it over? Don't feel over. Serotonin, feel her in my veins. The way she loves me is all I crave. We're lying down, I'm floating now. Each body claro came down. I think about the future way too much. Not knowing what'll happen, I can never. I used to be the one who could always get her out. She blew my mind, but that's just it. It takes a little bit of time to calm down from the high.
Playlist, it was easy. Thank you.
Oh, man, so good. Queen of Dreams on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Quick and Painless before that was Serotonin, the Rotten Tommies, and the Heroes Lie in that set as well. Queen of Dreams, they got a big show happening tomorrow, Sunday, at the Crucible with Smoke Free Home, Force Field, Silence in Numbers, and King's Caravan. That show, the doors open at 6. I'm assuming the show starts at 7. Sunday Night Metal at the Crucible here in Madison. I'm Jimmy Kay. I've got the new one from Bon Scorpion just around the corner. Right now, let's head down to Janesville, Wisconsin for Revolution X. Here's their song, Our Evolution. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Insert coin. Broths, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Breeze, making the breeze.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. top of the mountain. See the sun crumble in skies. Coming down, drink my water from the fountain. See the glow with the neon lights. I saw the sun. Falling high.
So awesome. Electromag on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Gazer. KBD from Skyroll Fly before that, and some Fiberweed in that set too. Hey, I'm not going to be here on November 11th. I'm going to be at Mustard Plug. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon with special guests. Get this, Something to Do, Mescalis, and Four Aspirin Morning making their reunion debut. High-noon.com is where you want to get your tickets. Let's do some 4 a.m. right now. Hey, Essential Last Crack just around the corner too. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become...